On Lesbos and a few other Greek islands, tens of thousands of people are stuck in limbo. They're from Syria, Afghanistan, North Africa, and elsewhere. But the European Union has an idea. It's offering migrants cash payments to go back home, about $2,200 each. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou met some of the most recent arrivals on Lesbos and has our story.
Skalas Gamineas is this picturesque fishing village. The population is about 100 people. But recently, there have been some new arrivals. They're migrants and refugees. They got here by sea from Turkey after the government there opened its border late last month. To get to the place where they're being held, I take a dirt road overlooking the water. I see two white tents with UNHCR printed on them. That's the UN Refugee Agency.
Yes,
at first, Greek police tell me I'm not allowed to talk to any migrants here. Eventually, though, they let me through to the makeshift camp. Clothes are drying in the sun, hanging from tree branches. Little kids are running around. Grown-ups are sitting, talking. Most of these people are Afghan. Some are Congolese. There are a couple Syrians. All of them got here through Turkey a little more than a week ago.
We are the last boat to reaching this island.
Ali is 18 years old. He was on the last boat because Turkey is no longer letting migrants cross by sea. So Ali and his group, there are 42 of them, are living here in tents. He only wants to use his first name because he worries about his chances of getting asylum. And he probably should. The Greek government says it's no longer taking asylum applications, at least for now.
I know that it's very, very bad situation, but what I can do? Because I'm from Syria, if you know. My country is not safe.
Yeah.
And everyone in this world, he knows that how many people every day in killing in Syria.
What part of Syria?
Aleppo.
Ali fled Aleppo with his family 4 years ago. They've been living in Turkey since then. And he says life there was unbearable.
I am in Turkey. Every day I die.
He did some day labor. He worked in a shoe factory, but making a living was difficult. And he says he got no help from the government.
My dream is to go to Europe to make life there, not in Turkey.
So when 2 weeks ago, Ali got a call from a friend, another Syrian in Turkey, telling him the border's open, he was shocked and intrigued.
I not believe first because, you know, that many times I heard that your border it's open. Yes. He told me, if you don't trust me, you can open that news. Then they talk. And I open, I see that Erdogan, he talk about that border is open. And I try and I come to Greece.
Ali and his friend found out the Turkish government was busing people to the border for free. They hopped on that same night and arrived early the next morning.
And I saw many, 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 many people. Even I don't see these people never in my life in the border. 100 group going, 100 group coming, one pass going, one pass coming. I don't know. Really, I was shocked.
You might have seen these scenes on social media. Thousands of people trying to get across the border fence into Greece. Violent clashes broke out between the two sides. Ali says Greek police were using tear gas, dogs, even guns to stop people from crossing. At one point, he saw one Syrian guy trying to make it through and getting sent back.
And I asked him, what happened with you? And he told me, if you love to be in this life, if you love God, don't go this way.
So Ali decided to try another route. He went to the coast and got on a boat. This island, Lesbos, is just a few miles from Turkey. But the journey is treacherous. Ali says it started out okay, until they made it to Greek waters and saw a Coast Guard boat.
First, I see him, I get happy, because I think that it will help us. But it doesn't happen this.
Ali says the Greek Coast Guard told them to go back, fired into the air, then into the water. Then, they tried to prevent the boat Ali was on from going any further.
He make big women's.
Big waves.
Waves. Sorry.
It's okay. On purpose to make you...
Yeah. He tried. He don't stop.
The boat started to tip.
And I told to myself, I say to bye-bye to my life.
But they made it here, to Lesbos. Ali and the others have been at this temporary camp for more than a week. He says his mom, brothers, and sisters are still in Turkey. His dad made it all the way to Germany. He's been there a little while now. Ali says his goal is to get there, to see his dad. But he knows that won't be easy. Hundreds of other migrants who arrived by boat here earlier this month are being held on a Navy ship in a different part of the island. I tried to visit, but authorities wouldn't let me. Aid groups say those people are not being allowed to apply for asylum. They're considered to have entered the country illegally and are being treated as detainees. But Ali says he's not giving up hope. One day, everything will be okay, he tells me, and I'll be just one more person living in Europe. For the world, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou, Lesbos, Greece.